People you know. Opinions that matter. News you can trust. You're listening to The Best at Breakfast. And now, Mark Levy comments.
Well, if you're like me, you were excited when the Prime Minister announced his new Future Made in Australia policy yesterday. What's there not to like about it? We want things made in Australia. We want to support Aussie jobs and Aussie industry. And we don't want to be too reliant on imports, especially from countries like China. But we've dug into the details, and if there's one way to describe it, it's that they've put the cart before the horse. Get this. The Prime Minister's Future Made in Australia plan is basically to throw taxpayer money at a few cherry-picked industries, businesses and billionaires and hope for the best. And sadly, it's not going to work, because the government is refusing to address the fundamentals. Now, just think about it for a second. What are the key inputs in a manufacturing enterprise? First, you have energy prices. Well, they've gone up massively. You have gas prices. They've gone through the roof. Our gas prices are about four times higher than the United States, and that's because we let big gas companies export all our gas, and we let greenies stop the development of new gas fields. You have wage costs. Well, they're up as well. You can thank Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke for that one. His industrial relations reforms have made it much more difficult and much more expensive than ever to employ people. You also have high taxes, including Chris Bowen's big fat green tax that's otherwise known as the safeguard mechanism. It forces emitters to buy carbon credits if they emit more than a certain amount, and it's sending several high-emitting manufacturing plants to the brink of collapse. It's a carbon tax. You want manufacturing? We'll address those points. You can't just throw money at a problem and hope it gets better. It's all about the fundamentals, and that means addressing the high cost of doing business in this country. By the way, I'm not saying it can't be done. Believe it or not, Victoria's largest employer was the manufacturing sector in the 1980s. Why? Well, they had state-owned brown coal power plants that produced some of the cheapest energy in the world. This was the only way we were competitive. Our low energy prices offset our high labour costs. The same thing happened in Queensland. Remember that bloke Sergio Bielke-Peterson, the Queensland Premier everyone derides as corrupt? Well, he wasn't all bad. In the 1980s, he built a massive state-owned coal-fired power plant in Gladstone. And because of the cheap power it produced, Queensland became an aluminium manufacturer. It produced aluminium from its massive bauxite mines at Cape York. Before the new power station, it was too expensive to do so. So it's a pretty clear lesson for the Albanese government. Forget about throwing around subsidies and incentives like a drunken sailor. Forget about calling up woke billionaires like Andrew Forrest, Malcolm Turnbull and Mike Cannon-Brookes and asking them to restart manufacturing in this country. It is not going to happen. What needs to be done is to make it easier to employ people and to reduce power prices. And that requires two things. Standing up to the unions, and it requires actually building baseload energy infrastructure. It is not rocket science. But they're not going to do it, which means that this new Future Made in Australia Act is a complete and utter fraud. But by the way, I was talking to a miner yesterday. He wants to mine high purity quartz and silica in Queensland. This stuff is used to make solar panels. But to process the silica and quartz, you need a massive processing plant that uses acids, chemicals and heaps of energy. There's nothing green about it. He knows it will be too expensive to build and run a quartz and silica refinery in Australia. There's just too much green tape and power prices are just too high. So he's going to mine the ore in Queensland. He's going to send it to Vietnam or India for processing, and then he hopes to assemble the solar panels here in Australia. But he says it will probably be too expensive. So they'll end up assembling the panels overseas, and we'll be forced to import them at marked up prices. You see, this is the reality of the so-called Future Made in Australia. The Albanese government needs to wake up or stop lying. We need cheap power and we need to cut the red tape. Otherwise, they can forget about their Future Made in Australia and they can forget about their net zero transition.